Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things I realize, and it never fails, I meet guys and they say to me, man, you have the best job in the world. You work 3 hours a day. And I'm like, no, I don't. I work more than 3 hours a day. In fact, after I get off the air each day doing my job, like for just my local show in Atlanta on 680 The Fan, Buck and Kincaid, celebrating our 19th year this year, I go home, and before I've eaten dinner, I usually have put in at least an hour or so towards the next day's show. And before I go to bed, probably another hour. And that's before the next day, trying to get things ready to go, trying to get things ready for the next day. Doing my job, don't ever cry me a river, because doing my job is absolutely spectacular. It's an awesome job. I can't imagine a more fun job than talking about sports for a living. And anybody who knows me knows that I would be talking anyway. So that's all I do is talk. So I'm getting paid to do it, so I'm fine with that. But when I hear guys like Kevin Durant, I realize that Kevin Durant just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He still doesn't understand the idea of that from people who are paid a lot, you're expected to deliver a lot. And you're expected to do a little bit more, not a little bit less. And this is what Kevin Durant had to say about the idea that people want to speculate about his future, and he's being asked about his future.
We've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you'd usually talk.
Well, I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like.
Anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up.
That's Kevin Durant. Now, this is Kevin Durant, a grown man who has fake Twitter and Instagram accounts so he can troll people who dare to criticize him. And he's telling working members of the media to grow up. Now, I'm not in that media market, so immediately I thought, okay, I need to go and read what is being said about Kevin Durant. Because I figured something had to be written that was out of bounds. Something had to be written that was so out of bounds, so egregious, that he would decide to take such a strong stance. I read the Athletic piece that I guess was being referenced, the writer for the Athletic. And Kevin Durant, can I give you a little piece of advice? First of all, Kevin, to those that are given a lot, much is expected. And guess what? You earn what you get. So I'm not knocking you for what you get, because you earn every damn dollar of it. You're an awesome player, and I love watching you play. Love watching you play. You're spectacular. You're worth every dollar a team gives you. But you're telling other people to grow up? You sit there with fake Twitter accounts and fake Instagram accounts and obsess on all these people if anybody dares to criticize you on social media. Kevin, I invite you to read my social media for the last, whatever, 10 years. I'd be sitting there. I don't have the moments in the day to obsess on whether somebody who I don't even know tells you, you suck. You're the worst host I've ever heard. Oh, your opinions suck. Why don't they fire you? Oh my gosh. Gross. Kevin, if you can't handle the heat, you're in the wrong profession. And may I warn you, if you're even considering, and I don't believe it's like everybody else says, he wants to be a Nick. He wants to be a Nick. I can tell you this, from hearing these conversations in front of the media, Kevin Durant, you don't want to be a Nick. You don't want to have 13 beat writers and television reporters and radio hosts in front of you with a mic every single day. They will break you. New York will break you. I said it about my hometown of Philadelphia last hour in the show. Bryce Harper, I don't care what year, if he plays 6 years as a Philly, every single year there will be a month where there will be some sort of a scuffle with the fans or the media or something where you're sulking or you're sending out, because the Philly fans will ride your backside when you give them a bad month, a terrible month. They'll be on you. And Kevin Durant, New York City will break you. You aren't Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper has some thin skin. You got really thin skin. I mean, think long and hard about where you're going to play, Kevin Durant. Playing in San Francisco, soft media market. And I'm not saying soft in that there aren't good people in the media there. Atlanta is a soft media market, and I've worked here for almost a quarter of a century. But it's a soft media market. Players in Atlanta have a utopia compared to playing in New York and Chicago and Boston and Philly. It's much, much, much worse. You got it made, Kevin. Do not choose to be a Nick. They will absolutely break you. Because why? You are coming in and you are expected to be, with all due respect, basketball Jesus. That's what you're expected to be. You will be expected to come in there and save the franchise. And I'm just going to tell you this also. I've heard a lot of things about, and Brian, you live in New York, so you and AP can tell me this better. I'm hearing a lot of Kevin Durant's going to come and then Kyrie's going to come and they're going to be the two guys that the Knicks build around. Have you heard that? Or am I mistakenly saying that I'm hearing that? Because I've heard it from some New York sports radio and more.
See, actually, the Knicks would be perfect for Kevin Durant, because the Knicks are kind of running like a communist country. If you're a media member and you write something or say something about Dolan and the Knicks that they don't like, you kind of be like banned or shunned.
Oh, yeah.
So actually, yes. This might work out actually for Durant.
Okay, but are you hearing the same thing that people will say?
Yes.
Well, Durant and Kyrie.
Particularly Kevin Durant. There seems to be a lot of optimism and people thinking, saying, this seems different this year with the Knicks. And
Can I tell you this about Kyrie Irving, though?
He worries me with that knee.
Well, Kyrie goes down last night in the game. And we don't know. By the way, I believe that from the time Kyrie left the game last night, the Celtics were outscored by 31 points. 31. Blowing a huge lead at home. And by the way, those great fans in Boston, loyalists as they are, blowing literally as they get blown off the court, booing their team off the court. And guess what? I don't blame them. But I just, it's the fans for the Celtics, they tend to come back when things are good. I'm sure they'll be back. Kyrie Irving doesn't want to be Robin to anyone. I keep hearing this Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving thing. I'm just going to suggest to you, a little bit of research would show you Kyrie Irving doesn't want to be Robin to anyone else's Batman. why people think, oh yeah, he wants to go play with Kevin Durant. You think he wants to be second fiddle to Kevin Durant? Wow. I'm shocked if you think it. And more importantly, if you think Kevin Durant in New York is a good match, oof, it's just awful. Absolutely awful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.